Wine Studio.
Hi, welcome to TechWise, a podcast all about simplifying tech for non-techies by a non-techie. That's me. I'm your host, Preksha Kapparwan, co-founder and CMO of Alpha AI, a super AI data platform. Join me in this journey as we explore new technologies and how businesses are leveraging these innovations. So, let's begin. Have you heard of the term AI? Of course you have. It's all anyone could talk about nowadays. To someone not coming from a tech background, AI might be introduced as a superpower in movies, like a robot girl in Little Wonders or aliens in Transformers. Damn, an entire race of intelligent machines. I loved sci-fi movies as a kid and would realistically tell myself that by the time I grow up, they will start selling machine slaves, you know, just to do my chores. Ab nahi hua, but I don't hate what we have today. Technology is evolving faster than ever. So maybe in my old age, I'll have a Jarvis kind of companion, if not a human. Movies did exaggerate the timeline though. And to be honest, those movies had some truth even back then. How I know that? Because AI, that is artificial intelligence that we see in tech today, dates back in decades of research. Artificial intelligence has appeared in or played a leading role in films since the 1920s. This is due to the fact that people have imagined a computer capable of human thoughts from dawn of computing. Remember that Rajnikanth movie, Robot 3.0? You must have seen it, right? How crazy was that? In Hollywood, AI has made stardom. People still dress up like Star Trek robot character R2-D2. I don't think a lot of us watched the movie series, but you may recognize the much-hyped character because of cosplay that people do or because of Big Bang Theory nerd representation of R2-D2. I'm just a movie buff and honestly would rather spend the entire podcast talking about AI characters. But more on that later. Let's talk about what exactly is AI. We are talking artificial intelligence, to Hindify it, Kritim Buddhimatta, as Hindi papers quoted in one of my news covers. AI is like a magic trick. How do you imagine Google Home or Alexa or Siri talk to you? They talk to you like you do. Try to find the right answers for your conversation. Kinda imitate human behavior. Artificial intelligence is the capability of machines to imitate human behavior. But that's not it. There is a spooky fact here. An AI learns new behaviors by itself. Just like how you teach a toddler to walk and then speak different words or differentiate between different objects. Good outcomes or bad outcomes. Except this toddler is now a machine and it's learning much faster with huge volumes of data. So it's quick to learn and fast to respond and comprehend what few things can mean just based on data. There have been surprising outcomes on some of the AI researches. Like this supercomputer, Nautilus, that can predict the future based on news stories. It is a self-taught supercomputer. Informed by millions of articles in 1940s, it was able to locate Osama bin Laden 200 kilometers away. Now, scientists are trying to see if they can predict future events which have already happened. To give you a simple example, I did try an OpenAI text-generating AI algorithm called GPT-3 to generate a story from just a sentence. Well, OpenAI is one of the cutting-edge NLP startups founded by Elon Musk and some other visionaries. We will get into NLP later, but I was astonished by the story it created. So, what I had to do was to give it a single sentence input and it would create the entire story. So this is how it went. A girl that was so curious about the subject that she paid for every single book I ever published to read. An aspiring artist. A girl who insisted that her friendships be social, not romantic. A girl who was, well, you know, and I was just the guy trying to help her come to terms with the idea of being gay. The notion that there was something not quite right with me. A girl who would have to find ways to live in the real world while still remaining in the game of love. A girl that loved her chiffons and dress. Wow. Yes, this was created by an AI. Now, this really made me realize that how far we have come with the technology where the AI is being able to decide that what is the genre of certain sentence and what should be the apt reply for it. We talk so often about AI, you must be wondering, why is it revolutionary feat in technology? Because AI is self-learning. It observes and analyzes data to learn to give outputs based on similar training. Not exact training, but similar training. That means if I train AI to spot an orange between apples, it will apply same logic to find gems between stones or cat amongst dogs. You get it, right? While the term artificial intelligence may lead us to believe that robots have their own mind, the technology and applications behind it might tell us otherwise. To be honest, voice assistants that uses NLP, that is natural language processing, is the most commonly used and accessible AI tech to you. And second to that is computer vision, where it can identify characters in a video or follow a storyline, or do a simple image search on Google. It's a rather simple comparison to what we have seen in movies like Her, but also in a way it was more accurate depiction than Transformer, where AI was programmed to live in a network and developed a consciousness human enough to feel love and loss. As you hear more and more about AI, you might have also had these rational fears. What if AI took over? What if they took our jobs? Well, these are valid thoughts, but AI development necessitates a great deal of computer programming. We are a long way from that. It's not only about what AI is capable of, it is also about what we are training AI to accomplish for us. AI development necessitates a great deal of computer programming, the creation and iteration of algorithms, and the creation of databases. However, AI apps have primarily been created to fulfill undesirable activities rather than replace people's occupations until at least 2020. In fact, we may only need to learn it correctly in order to get the most out of AI and discard our fears about these developments. There are three stages of AI development: artificial narrow intelligence, ANI, artificial general intelligence, AGI, and artificial super intelligence, ASI. Now we are going to dive into that. Artificial narrow intelligence is also known as weak AI. Narrow AI refers to the AI that now exists on our planet amongst ourselves. Narrow AI refers to artificial intelligence that has been designed to execute a specific task, such as monitoring weather, playing chess, or analyzing raw data to generate journalistic reports. Narrow AI includes AlphaGo, smartphone apps, Google Translate, self-driving cars, image identification tools, speech recognition tools, and spam filtering. They are also being used in recommendation engines or emotion recognition or sentiment analysis. They are also being used in creating recommendation sentiment analysis to create the right response for the user. ANI is completely self-aware. ANI can assist with decision making, however, most judgments are based on statics and arithmetic calculations. Then we come to artificial general intelligence, often known as strong AI. It's a type of artificial intelligence. Strong AI refers to a machine's intelligence or its ability to comprehend or learn any intellectual task that human can do. Something like writing a story or creating music or writing a song can be considered one form of strong AI. This AI has human-level reasoning, decision-making, and thinking abilities. We have not achieved that. We have not reached there. But essentially, what we are saying that strong AI, whenever it comes into picture, will be able to take some decisions on its own based on a simulating thinking capability of a human. Then we come to artificial super intelligence, or ASI. ASI will outperform human intelligence in every way imaginable, including creativity, general wisdom, and problem solving. These are the examples that you see in movies like Transformers or Terminator, where there are super intelligent machines taking decisions on humans' behalf or even leading the protagonist towards a better future. I'll share a simple analogy that helps demystifying AI and differentiates human intelligence from artificial intelligence. With all the excitement and hype surrounding AI that is just around the corner, self-driving cars, rapid machine translation, and so on, it can be difficult to understand how AI is affecting the lives of ordinary people on a day-to-day basis. What are some examples of artificial intelligence that you are now deploying? We use AI every day in our lives, and I'm sure that you can remember thousands of examples after I share this one with you. You must have used Google Translation or Google Maps, right? Google Maps work because of what Google does best: data collection. The working of maps is based on simple principle of collecting an exhaustive amount of data and thus processing and presenting it to the world. And you have to remember that the secret to building such an extensive and accurate database of location information that Google doesn't do it all by itself. From government agencies to end users, Google Maps uses the data collected from a massive amount of sources to keep the systems up to date. Google Maps collaborates with other organizations to get data on places of interest, new roads, aerial imagery, transit routes and schedules and fares, etc. And if you remember seeing any blockages in your way that Google is informing you about, that is all happening automatically. There is no human involved in it. Machine is deciding that if by the gathered data, there was a blockage or an accident in that transit route, it is going to show up on your personal route that you have taken for that day. Think about Uber, Swiggy, the day-to-day apps that we use. They all use the concepts of AI. Have you even thought about how Uber works? How do they determine the price for your ride? How do they minimize the wait time once you hail a car? How do these services optimally match you with other passengers to minimize detours? The answer to all these questions is ML. Wait a minute. What is machine learning? Now we got to understand what AI is. Let's check into ML because it is a very essential piece of how AI learns. And this podcast will be incomplete without diving into or at least just touching a little bit of machine learning on a broad level. And this is a technical definition. We can differentiate both AI and ML as AI is a bigger concept to create intelligent machines that can stimulate human thinking, capability and behavior, whereas machine learning is an application or a subset of AI that allows machines to learn from data without being programmed explicitly. So machine learning is a subset of AI. Machine learning is how AI learns all its capabilities. There is much to learn in machine learning as well to understand that how exactly it is creating an environment for AI to learn or creating a proof for AI to learn in. But maybe in another episode of TechWise, that will be more suitable. The capability of machine to make decisions and emulate human behavior is what artificial intelligence is deemed. But that doesn't mean that we are there yet. We are a work in progress. We are seeing little small applications of AI each day, and it is being democratized. That means that we regular people are being able to use some of the applications of AI, which is amazing. There are other applications which are much advanced, a little scary for probably to be used by us as of now, but they will come into picture. There are artificial teachers being created which can educate students in remote areas where humans cannot regularly go or will cost government a lot to open schools in. And then there's another kind of technologies which are creating an AI avatar. As you can see, one of my avatar on my LinkedIn posts, I was created by Rephrase.ai. It is one of the Indian startups, very celebrated. And they created an AI avatar of me, which exactly looks like me and talks like me. How amazing is that, that you can replicate yourself in AI today and have yourself as a companion. Okay, so this is it for today. I hope this created a lot of curiosity in you to understand more about different subtopics that we touched. So I'm looking forward to see you in the next episode of TechWise. Until then, stay curious.
Thank you for tuning into this episode of TechWise. I'm looking forward to learning your takeaways from it. And if you want to request a specific topic, share it with me at BossyMiss on Instagram or LinkedIn. And tag Wyn Studios, that is WYN.studio. You can subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any other platform you like to keep discovering tech. I'll see you in the next episode of TechWise. Have a good time.